This is Good Food on the Road with KCRW's Evan Kleiman and Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly. Every week, Evan and Jonathan tell us where to eat and what to order in every nook and cranny of Los Angeles.
It's called Shanghai Number One, or alternately, Number One Shanghai, or alternately, Shanghai Number One Seafood Village. The menu is not designed for the American palate, to put it mildly.
So let's talk about the menu.
First thing we have to say about the menu is that it is enormous. And I don't mean enormous in the way that some Chinese menus have 400 items on it. I mean enormous in the sense that the menu itself is this glossy bound magazine that's about the size of like a September issue of Vogue. I mean, we're talking poundage. And it's a really intimidating document to look at if you're not sure what you want. There's a section in the beginning that they call the 10 great dishes or the 10 special dishes of the restaurant. And some of them probably aren't going to be ordered that much by non-Chinese, like braised shark lips in abalone sauce. And some of them you absolutely have to order, like what's probably the greatest specialty of the restaurant is something called Old Alley Pork.
Old Alley Pork?
Right.
Okay. A pig that was out in the alley and got old? Or the alley is old and the pig's just hanging out there?
Apparently, there's a tradition of selling like glazed long-cooked pork in alleys. It's a street food. And it comes out in these beautiful crocks. You can get them in a five-piece or a 10-piece, and inside, like nestled on red cooked eggs and some other things, are these perfect cubes of glazed fat pork.
Wow.
Other things on that list of 10 include a dish of crab with like little strips of tofu and sort of a crab roe inflected super sauce that actually is very delicious. And what has to be the best smoked fish I've ever had.
Wow. Sounds exceptional. Now, what are the things that aren't on the 10 that intrigued you?
They have the best fried rice I've ever had.
That is like an amazing statement.
I've had a lot of fried rice.
I know you have.
And this is a stone pot fried rice. So it comes in sort of a heated stone canister thing. But it's not super heated. It's not like the Dulsat Bibimbap where the heat of the stone immediately like gives it a crunchy crust. It just happens to be in a stone pot. There's another dish that you pretty much have to have when you go there. I think the Chinese name is Shenjiangbao, but they're pan-fried buns. They're doughy like bao, as opposed to like thin-skinned like regular dumplings. They're extraordinary. Some of the best dumplings I've ever had.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly about Shanghai Number One in the San Gabriel Valley. You can get the exact address and all of his recommended dishes by just texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget that you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog.